From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Pope Francis returning home. The Pope heading back to the Vatican after leaving Philadelphia, ending his busy 10-day trip to the United States and Cuba. On Sunday, the Pope celebrated Mass in front of hundreds of thousands of followers. He was in the city of Philadelphia to attend the World Meeting of Families. In his homily, Pope Francis spoke about family life, saying faith is lived out in the details. He also met with bishops and called for continued vigilance against any priest's sexual abuse of youth and any efforts to conceal it. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The Pope addressed the bishops at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary, where he's been staying during his visit. He said he met with victims of sexual abuse by priests and said God weeps for them. He said the church must openly address these cases of abuse.
These cannot be maintained in secret. And I commit to a careful oversight to ensure that youth are protected and that all responsible will be held accountable.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Pope Francis also paid a visit to about 100 inmates at a prison. At the facility, he stood before an upholstered throne-like chair that some of the inmates made by hand from black walnut. The Pope's been a strong proponent of prison reform and inmates' capacity for rehabilitation. France says it launched its first airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria on targets it identified after 2 weeks of surveillance flights. French President Hollande says the 6 jet fighters at an IS training camp. This is VOA News. Iraq says